of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus, for he's my rock, he's my fortress, he's my deliverer, in him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. For he's our rock. He's our fortress. He's our deliverer. In him will we trust. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We'll say that one more time. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. For he's our rock. He's our fortress. He's our deliverer, in him will we trust. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. We will praise the name of Jesus. Even though I can't see and I can't feel your touch, I will trust you, Lord. Lord, I love you so much. Though my nights may seem long and I feel so alone, Lord, my trust is in you. I surrender to you. So many painful thoughts travel through my mind, and I wonder how I will make it through this time, but I'll trust you. Lord, it's not easy. Sometimes the pain in my life makes you seem far away, but I'll trust you. I need to know you're here through the tears and the pain, through the heartache and rain. I'll trust you. Even though I can't see and I can't feel your touch, I will trust you, Lord. How I love you so much. Though my nights may seem long and I feel so alone, Lord, my trust is in you. I surrender to you. So many painful thoughts travel through my mind, and I wonder how I will make it through this time, but I'll trust you. Lord, it's not easy. Sometimes the pain in my life makes you seem far away, but I'll trust you. I need to know you're here.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, O God. We just continue to give him worship. Having some difficulty for one moment. I'm sure she'll be right back. We glorify his name. We magnify his name. We give him all the praise and glory that belongs to him. Great is our God. We will continue to just magnify his name, to glorify his name, to give him praise, to give him worship and honor that is due him. We glorify your holy name, O God. We magnify your holy name, O God, for you are worthy of this and so much more. Praise be to our God, the God of all creation, the living God whom we serve. We magnify your name, O God. We glorify your name and give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor that is due you, Father. Lord, we lift your name on high. We lift you up. We magnify you. We worship you, O Father, in spirit and in truth. We praise your holy name. Father, we know that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. We know that you continue to just be our God of all creation. Lord, we thank you. We magnify you. We know that you are worthy of all our praise. Lord, we give you the honor and the glory that is due you, Father. We worship you right now, O God. We worship you because you are worthy of that and so much more. Lord, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you because we know that you are worthy. You are worthy, God, and you continue to love us, O Heavenly Father, in spite of ourselves, Father. So we magnify your name right now. We magnify your name. Lord, we thank you because we know that you have already worked it out for our good and your glory. Father, we thank you because you are worthy of the praise. You are worthy, O Father, and we lift you up and magnify you. Lord, we know that you have called it done, and we are thankful. We are thankful, O God, because you alone are God, because you have considered it done, O Heavenly Father. And we just walk into the manifestation of all you have ordained for this season, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you, thank you, thank you, Father, because you are to be glorified. You are to be magnified.
Trust you, I will trust you. God will make a way. God will make a way. Yes, he will. God will make go way out of no way. He will make a way. We will trust you. 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 You have made a way every day. You have made a way. You continue. You will make a way. All we have to do is trust you. We will trust you. Lord, we trust you. We know that you have. God, we give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. And this day we celebrate you. We give you all the glory and all the praise, God. We thank you because you allow for us to wake up into a new day, God. And I decree and declare that no weapon formed against us will prosper in this day. God, we like, bring it on, because we woke up with victory. We plead the blood of Jesus over every single thing that will try to hinder what we need to do in this day, God. We just thank you because it is already done in Jesus' name. And so we thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa. We thank you for their yes. We thank you for every caller who has said their name, and even those that have called in and they have not said. God, you know each one of us name by name, God. And you know who would be here on this day. We lift up Artist Life and the Diaz de Leon family. We lift up every single business that is represented here under the sound of my voice, God. I pray that this day and this week will be a week of new opportunities, new possibilities. God, I call customers from the north, from the south, from the east, and to the west to overflow into our social medias and our websites in the name of Jesus, that books will be purchased, products will be purchased, God, that we will be able to show you in every single transaction that goes on, God. I speak favor. I speak blessings and increase. I speak right now in the name of Jesus that the speaker that will come forth, God, that you would show up mightily and that our ears will be open to hear what you say, God. And we just thank you for this new day that you have made, God, and we will rejoice. Hallelujah. And be glad in it. This 25th day of January 2021, God, a day where many didn't make it, but we are some of the few who did. So we give your name the glory, the honor, and all of the praise. And these things I decree and declare in the matchless, in the mighty, in the magnificent, and in the marvelous name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I pray these things, and they are done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. And let the church say, amen. Host, are you there?
Amen, amen, and amen. Great day, great day, great day, everybody. Hallelujah. Glory to the King this morning. Thank you so much, victorious woman of God, our only songbird, hallelujah, and our queen of worship on the TMC call. Thank you so much for ushering us in. Yes, we are victorious. And we're victorious because we know who to select to put our trust in. And we trust in Jehovah, our Elohim. I'm a little excited this morning myself, just getting off the energy of Miss Tiffany, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale this morning. Great day. My name is Sharon Starrs, and I reside in Pearland, Texas. Oh, hallelujah. And we say it is a God morning. It is a joyous morning this day. Let me try to calm myself down. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you a little bit about this call. In October 2010, co-founders Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon heard the call from the master, and they said yes. And they founded this call on Psalms 88:13, but to you I have cried out, O Lord. And in the morning my prayer comes before you. And our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. I'm sorry, I'm a little excited. Hallelujah. She truly ushered us in with that song and with that powerful prayer. And then we had some exhortation to the Holy Ghost, to the Father, to the Son, from our own prophet Kai. So just get bear with me. Okay, our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Our website is themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net, where all of our messages have been archived. And our bios are there, everything you need to know. Today is our 22nd day of our fast, and the directives are on that website as well. And speaking of the fast, it is the 22nd day, and the directive is pray for all of our political leaders and those in authority. Pray for their health, wisdom, peace, and protection, that generation after generation will be blessed by the sacrifices and strategies of our founder, Antonio Diaz de Leon. And we're reading Deuteronomy 8, 18 and 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 2. And I'm going to say again, Deuteronomy 8, verse 18, and 1 Timothy 2, 1 and 2. And that's our for our fast, our 22nd day fast. Our theme for the year is in 2021, God's strategic shifting, somebody say shifting, prophetic suddenly and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. I'm going to read that again. In 2021, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenly and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. Well, if you have been on this call for a minute and you feel like you're being led by the Holy Ghost or by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as Minister Tiffany has done, as a host as I am doing, if you feel like you have a song, hallelujah, in your heart, a praise on your lips, or a word in your belly, please contact us at info@themasterscall.net. That's I-N-F-O @themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Well, the phenomenal company that brought us together here to this call is Otis International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. And we are now called Artist Life, where great products are here to help the world become healthier. And we believe, as our own minister, Brenda Terrell coined, that our products are the best on this side of heaven. The morning motivational call, which is immediately after this call every Monday through Friday, is where a team of great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of these wonderful artist products. That number is 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005, PIN 294-617#. And if you're needing help or to get on this call or the morning motivational call, we have a bypass number, and that number is 716-293-9707. And today is Inspirational Monday, where our very own host will be Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and the speaker of the day is our own prayer general, minister, preacher, prophetess, Brenda Henry Terrell. So you want to get on that call as well. Well, I know each and every one of you got on today because you wanted to hear a word from the Lord. And you are in the right place today. Our own anointed speaker this morning is indeed a called proclaimer of the word of God. She was the first ambassador for Artist Health and Wellness Company. She is co-founder of this, The Master's Call. She loves her two adult children and adore her five grandchildren. We call her Queen Super Fantastic or Queen Dimples. However, she prefers plain Dr. PK. There is much that we can say about her. Therefore, I direct you to read her bio on the Master's Call website. But right now, not delaying any more time, we're bringing forth to the front Dr. P.K. Roberts. Are you there?
Good morning. Good morning. Do you hear me well?
I hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Praise God. Thank God for you this morning, and thank you for that introduction and for hosting us. I do thank you, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, for waking up early and coming out here. Bless the name of Jesus and ushering us in to the presence of God with worship and praise. I thank God for our own Prophet Kai, who knows how to just praise God anyway. And I'll tell you one thing for sure. Oh, my goodness. I want you all to know that I magnify God right now. Hallelujah. We glorify you and honor you for who you are. You are an awesome and a magnificent God, and we welcome you. Hallelujah. Thank you for your presence here in this place. Yes, 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 yes. This morning, I also want to honor and thank God for our own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I know that she's been holding things down there in Prairie View, Texas, as Mother Josie has been in the hospital this weekend. And we are just praying to God for her today. And we just know and believe, God, that she's going to walk on out of that place today. We're just believing God. And so we just want you all to know that we are happy that each and every one of you are here. I heard some of you all come on from my extreme business there, and I love you. I love you. I love you. And I especially love my son, Darryl, there in Memphis, Tennessee, who just absolutely holds up my arms. Yes, he does, in prayer. You all, we have been talking about the clarion call to prayer and fasting. And as you already know, we are in day what? Day 22. And God, Lord, I know you all need to know, just like I know, that whenever God starts blessing, the devil starts messing. Amen. But aren't you happy? I know that I am, that I serve a God who is all-powerful God, who can do all things, and it doesn't matter what the devil says. Ain't nothing he can do about that. And so as we are blowing the shofar this morning, I'm going to ask that you go on and turn your scripture to Philippians 4, 1, and 9. Listen up for the clarion call. Well, God is making a clarion call to his people to fast and pray. In Philippians, the fourth chapter, I'm going to concentrate on the 6-9 verses here quick-like. However, from the Message Bible, I want to begin reading the first verse, and then I'm going to just kind of go on over here to the fourth verse and read on down, because it just felt good to me this morning. Just felt good as I was reading. My dear, dear friend, I love you so much. I do want the very best for you. Okay, I just heard somebody say, what is she reading? I'm reading Philippians, the fourth chapter, beginning with the first verse. You make me feel such joy. That word here, somebody said joy. Oh, I want my joy bells to ring again, somebody just said. Fill me with such pride. Don't waver. Stay on track. Steady in the Lord. And the fourth verse reads, celebrate God when? All day. Every day. I mean, revel in him. Make it as clear as you can to all you meet that you are on their side, working with them and not against them. Help them see that the master is about to arrive. He could show up any moment. 6. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. 8 and 9. Summing it all up, friends, I'd say you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things that are true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. Put into practice what you learned from me, what you heard and saw and realized. Do that. Do that. Do that, I say. And God, who makes everything work together, will work you into his most excellent harmonies. Thus ends the reading of the word of God, and the word is already blessed. And so I say to you this morning, I want you to catch and carry this. Communication brings clarity, and I will attempt to communicate so that you will be clear about the rest of our journey on this 40-day fast. What are we doing? We are seeking God as never before. And in order for us to get more clarity about our journey, tonight at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, midnight, we are going to be on my Zoom, and we are going to talk a little bit more about the steps and the things that we are supposed to do. But this morning, because I talked about fasting last week, last Monday, today I want to talk to you about praying. And that's why we use that scripture today, praying. Let's look at what Paul taught us here on in this prayer that we call the manifestation prayer, manifesting prayers. Have you ever prayed and it appeared that your prayer did not reach the ceiling? It was not heard by God, therefore what we were asking God for did not manifest. Well, after that, we became anxious. We became fretful. We just kind of like, hey, surely no sense in fasting now. Let me just pig out. I already fell off the track. My prayers aren't being answered. Might as well eat to make myself feel good. However, our text teaches us today in verse 6, and that's where I want to kick this message off, is to worry not and fret not. Instead, we are to hear the call from God for us to do what? We are to pray. Prayer is relational communication with God. I like that. Somebody ought to say, I want to write that down. Prayer is relational communication with God. It means that you don't do all the talking. You allow God to talk back, and you talk some more. You pray some, and he will sing back to you. It is a relationship that takes place when this kind of communication is embarked upon. Prayer seeks to draw resources from the invisible spiritual realm into the visible physical realm. Yes, yes, yes. Are you hearing the clarion call for you to come into prayer from God? Are you hearing that call? The truth is, the more we worry, the less you pray. The more you pray, the less you worry. My first husband, Elisha David Roberts, used to say, if you're going to pray, don't worry. And if you're going to worry, don't pray, because one will negate the other. Therefore, when you make a petition before God, be very specific. That's the first point I want. The second point, the first point is don't worry. The second point is be specific when you pray. Don't worry, pray. And when you pray, be specific. How about that? When you make a petition, I want you to deal with the anxiety that comes that would stop you from making it very clear. I want your petitions to be so precise. I want, if your toe is hurting, don't pray, God, just bless my whole, just let me feel good from my head to my toe. No, God, I need you to touch that toe. That toe, that big toe is hurting right now. God, in the name of Jesus, God, you know what to do for it. I don't know what to do for it. You do something. Get real with God. Because when you get real with God, God will get real with you. When we pray, make your request with thanksgiving. God, I thank you that you are big enough to touch even my little toe. Hey, glory be to God. I thank you that you care all about it. You care about everything about me, so much so that you know the numbers of hairs that's on this head of mine. God, you told me that over there in Psalms. Yes, and I believe you. I believe everything that you say in your word about me. I thank you. Thank you, God. Praise the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, because you are God who's big enough to deal with any problem that may come my way. How about that? God is able. I heard it, Minister Tiffany said on that Thursday or Friday, God is able. And I came back and said, he's more than able. Yes, he is. God is able. Somebody ought to say that right now. Yes, 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 he is. And he's more than able to take care of every situation that I find myself in. I got to preach myself up out of this thing this morning. Verse 7 informs us that God will give us peace. I got to dwell on this right here just a little bit because I was rocked last night. Peace in the midst of chaos. You will know that God is present and has heard your prayer because of the peace that you have in the midst of your problem. That's good right there. In the midst of your problem. Yes, the problem is still there, but I have peace in the midst of it. Last night, as I was feeling so happy, I was on the mountaintop of happiness. I had initiated my first XFX. A Global Academy training, and I had my trainees there, and they were just doing so well. You know, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. It was one of those moments. That's a fantastic moment. When the student is ready to eat and the teacher is ready to teach, isn't that good? That's a good thing. And all of a sudden, I see this message come across that says, rest in peace, Morris Michael. I'm saying, what? What the what? Who, what, where, when, what? What is this? And it kind of threw me off my game because I was in all of those Elizabeth Kubler-Ross stages of grief at the same time, shock, crazy, no, can't be, denial, all of that at the same time, and attempting to focus. No, can't let the class know that I just got hit upside in the head. Can't let them know that I'm in a mess. However, how many of you know that while you're trying to hide your mess, everybody is seeing your mess? They saw my mess so bad until later on, one of them just called me and said, we don't know what's going on, but we know something. But did we disappoint you? We were trying so hard to be good students. Oh, God, that touched me at my heart. I said, no, it wasn't Judas. Now I can tell you because I now know. A young man in my church here in Monticello, Mississippi, Quinn's Temple Church of God in Christ died. He died. And another one of his friends who's a member in the Church of God in Christ, a young lady died. He's 40 years old. He's in his 40s. She's in her 30s. He played the guitar on his left, the only person I ever saw that could make a guitar talk, and he never picked it up from his lap. He played it on his lap. He loved God. He loved the church. He was a good boy growing up and turning out to be a good man. God, what in the world is going on? I was slapped upside my head. I needed God to put some soldiers and sentries around my feelings and my thoughts. I needed some help. Ah, ha, ha, ha. Have you ever found yourself in a place where you needed some help? Well, in order to maintain and sustain the peace that I felt while I was on the mountaintop, the peace that surpassed all understanding that Paul instructs us about here in this word, what I needed to do, I needed to go on to the next verse that tells me now it's time for you to think on these things. You got to dwell on them. You got to focus on what? Whatsoever is true. You got to go to the truth of this matter. You got to think on whatever is honorable, what's just, what's pure, what's lovely and commendable. And if there is any moral excellence in anything praiseworthy, I want you to focus on these things. I know I got to stop. My time is up. Get the God of peace. Get his peace and get his presence, and you will know without a shadow of a doubt that he can keep you. So what did I do? I got to give you this little piece right here. I got on that computer, and I found every place that I could find Morris playing that guitar. And I sat there, and I was there all night up until 4 o'clock this morning, rocking myself into a peaceful place with the Lord. No, I didn't cry, didn't holler, didn't jump, didn't run. Just rocked myself in the music that boy played down through his life and read words of comfort from God and rocked myself in the place of peace. That's what I want you to do when you find yourself in a chaotic place, because I'm here to tell you, praying time, you saints. It's praying time, you all. It's praying time. It's time for us to understand how to manifest prayer results in our lives. This is one way of doing it. Meet me tonight at 12 on my Zoom. It's a 911 call. Yes, it is. Back to you, Tiffany.
Wow, wow, wow. Praying results.
Oh, Sharon. Okay, I'm sorry. Minister Sharon.
That's okay. Ooh. That's okay. Great word, great word, great word, great encouragement. Hallelujah. I know that you guys are going to want to hear this playback again, but we're going to go to the Father real quickly in prayer. Father, we thank you, Father. We thank you. We bless you. We thank you that when our world is rocked and turned upside down, that we could always run to you, as Minister Tiffany said today. We trust you, and you'll always let us know that you are there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why we don't waver. Hallelujah. That's why we celebrate you all day, every day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because you will answer prayer. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Father, that we can come boldly before the throne of grace. Hallelujah, hallelujah, to bring you our petitions, and we can be specific in them, Father, because we know that you can do all things. Hallelujah, we lift up, hallelujah, the sick and the shut in, Father, specifically right now, Mother Josie, Father Prophet Kai, Kenneth Stowers, Father Dr. Vanessa, and there's so many more, Father, you know who they are, but you are Jehovah Rapha, and we trust you to heal. We lift up those who are hurting because they've lost some loved ones, Father. We lift up the Loretta Walker family, Father. We lift up the Maurice Michael family. We lift up Dr. PK and all those. You are the God of all comfort. Comfort them in every way. Father, we lift up everyone represented today on this call. Meet their needs. Answer our prayers, Father. We honor you and bless you. In Yeshua's name we pray. Well, like I said, I know you want to hear this great message again. And that playback number is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085, PIN 957. 877-pound. And immediately after this call is the morning motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005, pin 294-617-pound, where our own Dr. Vanessa is our host, and our own minister, Brenda Henry Terrell, will be our speaker on that call. So we want to thank our own Songbird, our Queen of Worship for TMC, Minister Tiffany, for ushering us in to the throne room and for doing double duty and greeting and seating us and opening up that powerful prayer. And then our own Prophet Kai for her exhortation, just keeping the spirit going to another level. And then our own Dr. P.K. Roberts, who showed us, told us how we could get results in our praying and that we didn't have to be anxious for nothing. We're going to call her back to give us our benediction. Dr. P.K., are you there?
I am here, and I'm asking specific prayer for the Atterbury family. That is Nene's family. Both of them died on Saturday, you all. And this is the Queens Temple Church of God in Christ family that I grew up here in Monticello, Mississippi. So it is the Atterbury family and the Michael, M-I-K-E-L-L family. Lord, have mercy, Jesus, we pray tonight, today. Oh, God, we ask that your precious Holy Spirit will rest, rule, and abide with us, giving us peace in the midst of chaos. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. You all go out and have a super fantastic day. Just do it anyway. All righty. Bye-bye.